This hour of the Mornings with Ed show is brought to you by WealthWise Financial Services, Wealth Management Redefined. And in to speak with us this morning from WealthWise Financial Services is the president and CEO, the award-winning president and CEO of WealthWise Financial, Lorene Gilbert, with us. Hey, Lorene.
Good morning, Ed. Great to be here.
Great to have you here today.
Lots to talk about, right? Yes,
there's so much to talk about and an exciting day. And everyone that I seem to run into this morning, I ran into the one of the real estate guys from across the way here. And I said, hey, man, what are you waiting on? He goes, 11:30. Everybody seems to be waiting on 11:30 this morning.
That's funny. So
the Fed is announcing a new policy at 11:30 this morning. It's a big announcement. What are you expecting to hear?
Right. So they've been in meetings. It's the FOMC meetings yesterday and today. And at the end of that meeting is when they make a public announcement as to what their thoughts are. And we already know that the Fed has been concerned about inflation. Almost all of a sudden, for the longest time, they were concerned about employment or unemployment. And then they shifted and became more concerned about inflation than the employment picture. And therefore, that's what's been causing a lot of this volatility that I know we're going to talk about in the market. Wondering, is the Fed going to be even more aggressive than we originally thought? My take on it is that the Fed stays the course, indicates that they're going to be stopping all purchases in March, and at the same time, they're going to start raising rates. But the market's big fears is that they're going to talk about a 50 basis point increase. I'm saying I think they're going to stick with 25 basis points and ease us into it, this rising interest rate environment.
Okay, so not as hawkish as had we've been led to believe that it might be.
Well, that's what the market has been fearing. Okay. And I think the market has overreacted to these concerns.
Okay, let's talk about that. You've been saying for a long time that to expect volatility. The beginning,
yes,
this first quarter, expect volatility. Is this far exceeding, though, the kind of volatility that you expected?
Well, it's not exceeding it in a percentage format. It's exceeding it in the acceleration in a short period of time. So just like we saw at the beginning of the pandemic, the way the market just shut down. It hasn't gone down that much this time, but it's been at that kind of accelerated pace downward. So we fully expected a double-digit correction in the markets. We've been talking about it for a while. So that part does not surprise us. And in fact, we were prepared for it. And in fact, we are using this opportunity to be cautiously buying into the dips. There could still be some additional downward volatility, but once again, my expectation and what we've already seen today in the markets is that the markets are now rebounding based on the thought that the Fed is going to be accommodative even as we go into this rising interest rate environment.
Okay. All right. So, as you know, we've got problems overseas and the conflict in the Ukraine. I'm wondering how this conflict is going to affect the market, or has it yet, and specifically the oil prices.
Yeah, and so what's interesting about that, Ed, is that the oil market has not been affected by Ukraine, and you would think that it would be,
right. But
we haven't seen that yet. Now, will that happen later? Who knows? But it is somewhat surprising that the oil market has not responded specifically to the conflict. And that means the market is not expecting there to be an issue with the flow of oil.
Okay. All right. But that's a wait and see kind of thing.
That's a wait and see. It could happen.
Right. Quite.
But I think, like you and I have talked about with regards to oil, that is all a supply and demand issue. And so we've already seen oil prices going up. And so that's already happened. But we haven't seen that be extended because of the crises in Ukraine.
Okay. All right. The IMF slashed its global growth forecast for 2022 by a half a percentage point. Is that a big deal? And is that slashing of the forecast part of what the Fed is taking into account before the announcement today?
So the Fed and the IMF are completely separate entities, and The IMF announced they were estimating a 4.4% growth rate, down from 4.9% growth rate, mainly due to China and the United States. So the China, we know, had the Evergrande story. That has, in a sense, caused a collapse of the property market there, and so much of their economy is based on the property market. So that's a big impact to overall global growth. And then the expectation, the other side of the IMF looking at the United States, is recognizing that because of inflation, the Fed is going to start raising rates, which then means that growth starts to slow down. When you slow down that, you know, inflation, then growth starts to slow. So they're taking all of that into account in their expectations. But let's not forget that that's still a hefty global growth rate. So it's still very positive.
Okay. All right. And let me approach you with my sky is falling moment here.
Okay.
So I read a headline that the headline was all big and bold and said overheated home prices continue to show signs of cooling, which made me think, wow, home prices are dropping. But then I read that home prices rose 18.8% year over year in November. But that staggering jump was down from a 19.1 increase in October. So it doesn't seem like that was that big a drop. Am I crazy?
Right. And so, you know, and that's a good lesson. The headlines may not really tell the full story. And I think that is oftentimes what happens with investors, is they may see a headline but not read the full data. But when you, like you said, when you read the data, wow, 18.8% year over year, that's still huge. So that's really not a cooling off. And so we, you know, overall expect housing prices to continue to be strong, even as interest rates increase. A lot of that is generated by individuals who then, as they see rates going up, they actually hurry up and buy a house. Either their next house is a buy-up or their first house, because they don't want to pay higher rates later. So even as interest rates start to go up, actually housing purchases are very strong.
Okay. So I'm asking you this now, let's just say I'm an investor, and with all the volatility, with everything we're seeing, with all the stuff we're talking about and what we're expecting over the next couple of weeks, what do investors need to do during this time?
Well, right now, there's a lot of heightened emotions. A lot of people are very nervous, Ed. We get calls every day from our investors going, what should I do? And so investors are vacillating between what we call FOMO and FOBI. FOMO is the fear of missing out. FOBI is the fear of being in. And so people are like, well, you know, I want to be in, but, you know, should I be out? Should I be in? Should I be out? What should I be doing? And what you don't want to do in the middle of a lot of volatility is to go to cash. That in many ways can be a mistake. Another often mistake that I see is people like the idea of using stop losses on their stocks, but stop losses are oftentimes a bottom feeder. And then you end up in cash. And oftentimes there's, you know, the jump right back up on that stock. So here's a few pointers. First of all, make sure your risk allocation is appropriate to your time horizon, to your goals, and your comfort level. And so, you know, if this is making people so nervous that they can't sleep at night, maybe their allocation is not proper. Not correct. So looking at their macro allocation of how much is in equity, how much is in fixed income. And the other thing is, you know, making sure that whatever holdings you have are solid holdings. One investor that I was talking to this week, and I was going through his individual holdings. So even though he'd seen the volatility, then as I went through the individual holdings, like, oh, you know, that's great. But, you know, if you look at those stocks and you know that those are profitable companies, then you don't need to be as worried, okay, for the long haul. And the other thing is, I remind people that there's a big difference between a correction and a recession. And during a correction, that is temporary, whereas a recession could be longer lasting. So with all of that, of course, they should call a financial advisor. I've had a number of people tell me this week, this is why I work with you, for times like this, so that I don't make a mistake. So that's what we're here to do, is to help people.
Right. And you know how jittery I am. I'm both of those. I have a fear of being in and a fear of being left out. I have both of those things.
Right.
Thanks for talking me off the ledge, and many of us as well. So how do we find you, Laureen?
949-748-1177 or wealthwisefinancial.com.
Always a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you so much for taking
thank
the time
Ed.
With us. Have a great
Have
rest
a great
of the
week.
Day. Thanks, you
okay.
too. 8:13, the time. This hour of the Mornings with Ed show is brought to you by Wealthwise Financial Services. Wealthwise and wealth management redefined.
Money.